teamwork, the willingness of a group of people to work together to achieve a common goal. Sports teams, work, school, family, entertainment. Teamwork makes the goal achievable. And when it comes to the team at the benefit companies, I know we are really good at what we do. Roger here from the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin. I am your host for this episode of our company podcast, Inside Connect and Simplify. We are well into year two of this weekly production where we talk about what we do, what business owners are facing, how we help them solve their pain, etc. And even this podcast takes a team to get it out the door every week. Here in Wisconsin, we just had a huge day of sports team achievements. On Sunday, September 26th, the Milwaukee Brewers won the National League Central title here in Milwaukee. The USA golf team won the Ryder Cup trophy over the European team just up the road in Sheboygan. And then the Green Bay Packers went to San Francisco and won on a last-second field goal later that night. Huge wins. Huge team wins. Groups of individuals working as a team, doing the job they are assigned to do, and achieving a team goal. I've said before that I have a great time talking with business owners. I know that going into a meeting, I can speak with confidence and experience about business insurance and workers' comp. I also know that back at the home base, I have subject matter experts in every aspect of what we do available to bring into the conversation. A team of subject matter experts on call. If the chat goes to payroll, human resources, time labor management, retirement plans, benefit plans, Affordable Care Act compliance, I know enough to ask the right questions and then introduce in the experts. That's a huge advantage in prospect. I also know that as a prospect works their way through our process, there's a team of subject matter experts available to walk them through demonstrations. Once they hire us, they will work with the design team to build the solution they are looking for to eliminate their pain. Once the design of the solution is tested and deemed ready, the implementation team goes to work to put the solution in place, training and follow-up to ensure the solution is working properly. And then the service team comes into play to provide ongoing support. These teams meet weekly to ensure timelines are met, updates are shared, and to discuss improvements in our processes. As we have multiple clients and prospects in various spots along the discovery, design, implementation, and service process, this keeps us focused, up to date, and motivated. By the way, there's a fair amount of overlap from team to team. For example, for our payroll clients, our account executive will be involved in each step along the way. And then each client is assigned a specialist who knows the client and will be the point person for any service questions. So far I have mentioned demo, design, implementation, and service teams. There's also the podcast team. And then there are the teams for each line of coverage we offer. So there are the payroll, human resources, time labor management, retirement plan, employee benefits, business insurance, and ACA teams. We have even more teams, including marketing, management, IT, accounting, all part of the big team, which is the benefit companies. And we have a few partners that allow us to do our best work, technology that help us keep our data safe, cybersecurity, help us advertise our company, marketing. These companies work alongside us to be the best we can be. So what's the point? When we are hired to become part of your team, think of us not as an outsourced vendor. Think of us as insourced teammates. We now have the same goals you have, to be a solution that works with you to take care of your employees and your business. Insourcing. Expect to see and hear that term a lot as we move forward with our new marketing partner. When we hired them, they spent time asking a ton of questions about what we do and how we do it. Their approach was noticeably similar to our discovery process with prospects. And as we went through the litany of questions, they concluded that while we have competition in every aspect of what we do, we have no competition in all of the things we do. I'll say that again for dramatic effect. While we have competition in every aspect of what we do, we have no competition in all the things we do. And then it got interesting. From that meeting came the term insourcing. We are not an outsource vendor. We are now part of the team, your team. You bring us in to solve pain and make things run smoother, better, more efficient. It's the definition of teamwork, the willingness of a group of people to work together to achieve a common goal. Now for a sidebar, sometimes people give me a funny look when I talk about my family as Team First and Out. Team First and Out includes my three kids and their significant others. On occasion, we invite people to be honorary members for a day as long as our goals align. Team First and Out does have some common goals, including God, family, country, dogs, good food, wine and spirits, music, the Packers. And we work together to make each other better, safer, healthier, while enjoying life like the Packers versus the Lions a few weeks back. That was a great time at Lambeau Field. And we hold each other accountable. Yeah, we're all adults, but we also want what's best for each other and we speak up if needed. So Team First and Out and Team the Benefit Companies are two amazing teams of individuals that work together for common goals. And the goals of the benefit companies are simple. Solve clients' pain, become part of the client's team, provide flexible, reliable, outstanding customer service, and provide industry-leading technology. So, things to remember and look for with our new advertising and marketing strategy include insourcing. We become part of your team. While we have competition in every aspect of what we do, we have no competition in all of the things we do. And we have subject matter experts in every line of business we offer. So, teamwork. We can't wait for the opportunity to show our next client how we will improve their team. Now, to be clear, not everybody on Team the Benefit Companies is a Packer fan. Therese, who produces and edits this podcast, is a Seahawks fan. We'll see if the Packer references make the podcast or land on the cutting room floor. So not every teammate will see eye to eye. And that's a good thing. If everyone agreed all the time, then someone probably isn't thinking at all, and life would be really boring. So, here's to insourcing, not agreeing on everything, and teamwork. From all the teams here at the Benefit Companies, too many to count. Thanks for listening. Be well.
We appreciate you giving us a listen and learning about the Benefit Companies. Find our podcast and everything you want to know about our trademark human capital management platform, Connect and Simplify, at connectandsimplify.com. You can also find our podcast at Podbean, Pandora, Google Podcasts, Listen Notes, Amazon Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and Alexa. Thanks for listening.